Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I lost all my joy. I lost all my hope. What can I do? Wait a minute. I know what I'll do. I'll call the joy doctor. Yes, I'll call the joy doctor. Hello, and welcome to the Joy Doctor. Thank you, you, and yes, you, of course, for tuning in to another session of the Joy Doctor, brought to you each Monday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Blog Talk Radio. I would like to send special thanks out to Mr. Patrick Cook, yes, who has made all of this possible. You may get in contact with him by sending him an email or just getting on the website at www.tailormade101.com. Yes, Patrick Cook at www.tailormade101.com. Yes, this made this possible for the Joy Doctor. Yes, the Joy Doctor to be on the air with you each Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I thank you, for tuning in today. Because we do have a great session. Yes, we do. We have a great session. We're going to talk about moving on up. Yeah, moving on up. Yeah, we're going to move on up like the Jeffersons, baby. Yeah. Well, we're moving on up. Well, you know, I didn't get that quite right. But, you know, you get my picture. You get the message. That moving on up. Yes, moving on up. That is very important in life. That is very important in anything. Because you don't want to be stagnated. Yeah, stagnated means you ain't going nowhere. Well, I can't say the word keep. But that means you are not going anywhere. That's right. That means you're at a standstill. When you're stagnated, you're at a standstill. And there's no joy in being stagnated. That's right. That's right. There's no joy in that. There's no joy in that. So we always want to be moving. Yes, we always want to be moving. But when we move, we want our move to serve with a purpose. Yes, serve with a purpose. How do we serve with a purpose? That means when we move, we make our move count. So when we move on up, we don't forget about the little people. That's right. That's right. We don't forget about the little people. We can't forget about the people that done helped us get on over the hump or get to where we're supposed to be or where we would like to be. And when we're moving up, we have to move up with caution. Yeah, yeah. We have to move up with caution. You know, that means careful. You know, because, you know, the higher you go, the farther you have to fall. But if you have people around you that when you're moving up, they'll be able to catch you, they'll be able to hold you, they'll be able to mentor you or teach you while you're going up or once you get up, then you really won't have that problem. That's right, that's right, that's right. You won't have that problem because you'll know how to treat them on your way up. Because remember, the same people that you step on the way up the ladder will be the same one down there looking down on you when you fall. Yeah, they don't want you to fall, but they'll be waiting for you to fall. Does that make sense to anybody? That makes sense to anybody? They don't want you to fall, but they'll be looking down on you when you do fall. So here we find Pee-wee. Yeah, Pee-wee. Pee-wee tonight, he is going to be moving on up. So let's get on in and talk with Pee-wee and see what's going on in his life. Whew. Boy, that sure was a rough night. Yep, sure was a rough night. I don't know what's wrong with my bed. It act like you just didn't sleep right or something. Or just maybe I was worried about all this promotion stuff. Yeah, maybe I was worried about all this promotion stuff that I got going on here at the job. Yeah, yeah, down here at the butcher shop. Yeah. You know, me and the boys, we got together. We formed a little group. So now that we formed a little group, we seem like we made some progress. Uh-huh. Yeah, the boss told us last week that he wanted us to write and recommend various people for a new position. Uh-huh. Yeah. New position. Woo! I sure could use that new position, too. That new position is paying $8 an hour. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's $6.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50, $0.50 Yeah, well, boy, I sure could do something with that. Yeah, then I can get me some furniture. Yeah. You know, people would get him some furniture then. Yeah. I won't have to sit on this cardboard box. Yeah. Then I can buy me another TV. Yeah, because I broke my TV. Yeah. My color time 13 is black and white. Yeah, you know I broke my TV. So I can't get out of this picture. But if I get that raise, woo, if I get that raise, I get that new position, well, I can buy me another, woo, I'll buy me a Sprite brand new TV. Yes, I will. I'll buy me a Sprite brand new TV. Yeah. Whew. Man, I got to get ready. Woo, so I can get on down to this job. I sure hope they pick me. Not that I'm the best candidate for the job. Because, you know, there's some other good fellas down there. They hard workers. They come in on time. Yeah, they do what they got to do. Well, except for one. He always late. Ricky. Yeah, that's his name, Ricky. Ricky always late. He ain't never on time. I always got an excuse. Boy, I tell you, that car done went flat 17 times. Yeah, it went 17 times. Every week he got a flat tire. I told him he just need to get him a bicycle. Yeah, I told him he need to get him a bicycle. He'll come out better being on a bicycle than coming in a car. Yeah, he be late all the time. Say he had a flat. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him, but tell you what, them flats might be the flat out got him taken out of the promotion spot. Yeah, sure have. Yeah, poor Ricky. Yeah. Woo, yeah. Yeah, Ricky, he work hard, though. He work hard. I ain't gonna take nothing from Ricky. He work hard. Yeah, he work hard. But I sure hope they give me that position, though. No, I don't want to be selfish. But I sure want that position. Yeah, so let me go on and get ready. Let me see. Put on these. I'm a Stacey Adams. Yeah, let me put on my black slacks. Yeah. Woo, how about that green shirt? Yeah, that green shirt. Woo, look at that tie. Boy, you bad. Pee-wee, you woo. You take my breath away. Woo, come on now. I was looking in the mirror, looking at myself, and I said, boy, you sure look good. You look like you ready for a promotion. Yeah, that promotion's going to be yours, Pee-wee. Yeah, yes, it is. Hey. Get on down, Pee-wee. We're going to celebrate. Yeah. Well, I can't celebrate before I get the job. You know, that's how a lot of folks go broke. Yeah, they celebrate on premises. Yeah, they be celebrating on premises. But Pee-wee can't celebrate on no promise. Pee-wee got to have, like, co The real thing. Yeah. You know that Coca-Cola commercial. It said Coke is the real thing. Yeah, so I got to have the real thing. I can't be celebrating no promises. Yeah, because then I will never get no furniture. No, I will never get no furniture. I'll always be sitting down on this cardboard box. Yeah, sure would. I always be sitting down on this cardboard box, looking at the four walls. Me, John F. K., Robert, and Martin Luther King. Yeah. You know, I always got my ball with me. Yeah, with me, little fellas. Yeah, that's right. We're going to get this thing. Yeah. Let me go on and get on up out of here. Get up in here. Come on, Sally. Let's get ready to go, baby. Come on, now. All right, we ready to roll. Yeah, we ready to roll. Run on in here. Hey, everybody. What time is this time? Let me get over to the clock. Get over to the clock. Yeah. Woo. Right on time. Once again. Can't wait. Woo. Boy, you're a bad boy. How I look today, y'all? Yeah. The smooth. Any word? Y'all ain't hearing no word. Ain't nobody saying nothing. What? Ain't nobody said nothing. Whew. Go by there and mess up this nice outfit for nothing. Let me get in here and wash my hands. Morning, what's up? How you doing? I'm doing just fine. How are you? That's good to know. How do I get? Oh, they're doing great? Yeah, that's good. No, I ain't got no wife yet. I ain't found them. You know, I've been working too hard. But I'm going to find me one. Yeah, I'm going to get me a good one. Pee-wee going to treat her right. Because I read my Uncle Bubba. Book. He said, all the things not to do. No. It ain't so. Well, I sure hate to hear that. But it's going to be all right. Yeah, keep your head up. She might change her mind. Tell you what to do. You get her some flowers, write her a poem. Send it to her. Better yet, instead of sending it to her, won't you take it to her? That'll be out of the norm. Yeah, that's right. Do something you ain't did before. Surprise her. Get her some of that good smell of perfume. You know what kind of perfume you like? Get you your flowers. Good smell of perfume. Right out of poetry. Now, you know, you can't be writing there like, I love you, do you love me? No, that don't work. You know, you gotta put something with it. You know how grandma say, you gotta put something with something to get something. You gotta make it work. Well, all right then. I hope it worked out for you. Call me, let me know. Come on by, let me know how that work out. Yeah, let me know how that work out. Yeah. You might have to say, ooh. Baby. Watch out now, young fella. Yeah. Had to bring him back. Like, whoo, catch me. Yeah. Well, you, all right, then. You go and take it easy. I'll talk with you later. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that was me and that talking with my boy I met. Yeah, trying to come out. You know, he had a few problems. Yeah, he had a few problems. So I was trying to, you know, give him a word of advice. You know, give him some hope. Yeah, because, you know, everybody needs a little hope. Yeah, everybody needs a little hope. I need a little hope, too. I hope I get this promotion. Yeah, I hope I get this promotion, boy. I'm standing on pieces. Let me sit down and calm down. I got to get to work. Yeah, let me go on over here and chop this up. When it's red, it's dead. Yeah, when the red light come on, man, it's dead. That means that the battery not working. Yeah, we got to get you some battery, man. Come on to the shop. Come on. Come on back over here. Mm-hmm. Here goes something right here. $2.99. Yeah, that's what you need right there. Yeah, that's what you need right there. $2.99. Uh-huh. Come on up there. Bertha will take you out. Yes, she will. She'll take you out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all, he still ain't saying nothing. But I'm going to have to go in his back. Had to do inventory. Yeah, had to do inventory. Let me see what we got, man. Let me see if we don't ride nothing. All right. Well, if he say something, y'all come to the back and get me. Okay? All right. Ooh, cold in here. Yeah, cold in here. Can't be cooked too long in here. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, Grandma always say you had to dress for the occasion. But I ain't know she meant like this, boy. Good thing I put on my jumpsuit. Yeah, I had to put on my jumpsuit over my good suit. Yeah, just in case I had to jump out. Come on here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Can I have to jump out? Yeah. Yeah, you know, dealing with these pig feces and stuff. Mm-hmm, these cows and all this chopped up beef and pork and eggs and all this kind of stuff, man. You never know what's going to happen up in here. Yeah, Yeah. All right. I got 17 steaks. Uh-huh. I got 35 hot links. Yeah. Pigs in the blanket. What's a pig in the blanket? Yeah, pigs in the blanket. All right. 100 pigs in the blanket. All right. Whew. Just writing this stuff down, making my blood pressure go up. Oh, Willie, I don't know why we eat all this stuff like we do, but I tell you, it sure is good. 17 sausages on a stick. Ooh-wee. 5 large. Yeah. That's L-A-R-D. I don't want you to get confused with L-O-R-D. So they ain't but one of them. Ain't but one of them. Yeah, that's L-A-R-D. Yeah. And we ain't got but one L-O-R-D. Yeah. You know, y'all might call it, what they call it? Cooking oil. Yeah, I put that right there, cooking oil. Let me scratch that out. I don't want nobody go calling in. You know what I'm saying? I'm using the Lord's name in vain. Let me put cooking oil right there. Uh-huh. There we go. Yes. All right, now I got inventory. Oh, you want to see me? Oh, shut your mouth. Keep on talking. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah, baby. I knew it. Let me get myself together. Yeah. Woo. Go back and wash my hands. Every time I get nervous, I have to wash my hands. About 3 or 4 times a day. Yeah. Let me get this. Yeah. $8 an hour. That's good. Yeah. Yes, sir. They told me you want to see me. It's Pee-wee. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure will. I sit down right here. Yes, sir. I've been working hard. Yes, sir, because, you know, I love the butcher shop. Uh-huh. I ain't come in on my days off. Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, I worked a month. Monday through Sunday. I ain't even complain. You right. I didn't complain. No, sir. Yes, sir. I love the butcher shop. I'll be up here from sun up to sundown, like it was my own business. Yes, sir. You like my work? You proud of me? Woo. I don't know what to say. Got me a little choked up now. They had a new position. What about the other position? Why? He not here no more. So now we got two positions. Oh, we ain't got one position. Oh, one position. Supervisor. I thought the one position we had went for was team lead number one. Oh, y'all took that out? Oh. So what all is the supervisor going to tell? Is it going to be somebody we like? Somebody we know? Man, He really don't want to work. No, sir, because he always late. he'll cut out early if some of his stuff ain't done? Yes, sir. I understand it's a different department. Yes, sir. But if we talk about cutbacks, then why can't we just keep Bertha, let go Ricky, and our profit and loss will still balance out? Now, no sir, I'm not trying to tell you how you run your job, how to run your business, but I'm just saying, Ricky, he don't have no keys. He already, you know, pretty much well off. He just doing this to have something to do. Yes, sir, I'm sure it'll hurt him, but it won't hurt him as bad as it will Bertha. So not only does she have kids, you know, but she got bills. She got to buy groceries. She buy her grocery from the butcher shop. Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yes, sir. She buys her grocery from the butcher shop. Yes, sir. She makes sure our kids get all the stuff they need. She buys them a little extra, and all that money comes back to the butcher shop. Yes, sir. Now, Ricky, he go out and party his money. He don't even buy a soda here at the butcher shop. No, sir. He don't spend none of his money at the butcher shop. He spent all his money across the street. Yes, sir. Now, I don't want to say that I'm snitching, but I'm just saying, you know, when it comes down to it, I would rather keep Bertha on that knows all the customers by name, greets them with a friendly smile, helps them out, goes an extra mile, then to have somebody that not here when the customer comes, leave the customer hanging, don't get a customer exactly what they need, and then be gone before the customer can complain. Yes, sir. I have no problem with that. Yes, sir. I most definitely tell him. I'll call him in right after we finish, and I'll talk with him. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for, I know this is my first day in my new position, but actually, I ain't in the other day. I just been in there about 5 minutes. Yes, sir. I thank you for listening to me. Yes, sir. I have the business at heart, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I sure do. And when I grow up, I want to be just like you. Yes, sir, I sure do. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, but we didn't discuss one thing. We really didn't discuss the pay. Yes, sir, we didn't discuss the pay. $10. Whoa! Yeah. Oh, yeah, let me calm down. $10 an hour? Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, this is going to be a brand new butcher shop. Yes, sir. Sure enough. Uh-huh. Yes, sir, I could do that. And we got Bertha on the front. Yes, sir, she can turn those customer service sales around. Yes, sir, she sure can. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. That's what I will do. All right. I sure appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. Okay, have a good day. Yeah, everybody clapping for baby. Wee. I got the job, baby. Yeah. I got the job. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bertha. Appreciate you, baby. Appreciate you. Yeah. All right now, Herman. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Uncle George. I know you coming down here. How you doing? Uncle George, you down here looking at all these young girls over here. You should be shaming yourself. Get yourself on home, Uncle George. You can't be loitering around here looking at these young girls. No, sir, see the sign on the wall. Say, can't loiter. Uh-huh. That's how it always been there. Yeah. You didn't know what I mean? That means you cannot stand on my sidewalk all day long and do nothing. Yes, sir. That's exactly what it means. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Well, all right then, Uncle George. I got to go. I got something I got to do. I told you later on this evening. I come on by there. Okay. All right. All right. Hey, y'all seen Ricky? He in the back. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Hey, Ricky. Hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah. Now, you know, I just got that promotion, being supervisor. Uh-huh. Yeah. They made me supervisor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Ricky, what I'm about to say, I don't want you to take it in the wrong way. Because, you know, I know you, and you know me. Yes, sir. But, Ricky, I was talking to the boss, you know, when he was telling me about my promotion and everything, and he said we had to make some cutbacks. Yes, sir. So, Ricky, as much as I hate to do this, I'm going to have to let you go. Yes, sir, I'm gonna have to let you go. Now, we'll take care of you for the rest of this week. Uh-huh. And you know if you need anything, you can always come by. Yeah, this don't change the way us is for being friends and being boys. This is just business. Yes, sir, this is just business. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I was hoping you kind of took it like that. I hope you didn't, you know, let it be nothing personal or anything, have no, you know, vendettas or anything like that. Yeah. I was hoping that you understood and that, you know, things didn't get out of hand, that everything, we could talk man to man and everything be all right. Yeah. Well, all right. I sure appreciate you. You know, if you need a reference or anything, you know, call me and let me know. I'll help you out. Anything I can do for you. Yeah, anything I do for you, I help you out. Huh? Just let me know. Let me know. Yeah. And Ricky, on the next one, make sure you get there on time. Work out all your personal issues and situations. Get all that straight. And then step forward. Because you are a good man. But you can't move forward. Allow those things, same things to hold you back. You got to get rid of those things so you can move forward. Yes, sir. Well, all right then, Ricky. I get on out of here. I'll see you to the first. Okay. All right. Well, it's been nice working with you. Huh? Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about that. Yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. I give a payroll, and I take care of that. Well, like I said, we'll take care of you for this week. Yes, sir. We'll take care of you for this week. And if you need anything, I'm more than willing and ready to help you. I just need you to get those things online, Ricky. Need you to get those things straight. Be on time. Yes, sir. Be on time. Yes, sir. That'll take you a long way, Ricky. That'll take you a long way. You're a hard worker, but you got to be there on time. Yes, sir. All right, then. I'll talk with you later. See you later, Ricky. All right. Have a good day. Oh, boy. That was a tough thing to do. And he ain't been a supervisor for a day. Already got me let go of somebody. But I'd rather let go of Ricky. Somebody that don't show up, have the time, be late, have all them excuses, you look for them, you're already gone, then to get rid of my precious Bertha. Uh-huh. Yeah. Bertha, hard worker. Yeah, hard worker. Yeah. The next position, they don't know it. But when I move up, I'm going to take Bertha with me. Yeah, Bertha the reason why I got this position. Yeah, she was helping me out. Uh-huh. Me and her been out here about the same amount of time. Yeah. So I couldn't, I don't know, I wouldn't have been too happy if the boss had let Bertha go. Yeah. Yeah, I love a Bertha boy. She look out for you. Yeah, she do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's enough of that. Now I got to get in and get to work. I got to learn my new position. $10 an hour. Woo! 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 I'm so happy. I'm happy, 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 happy. Woo! No, I ain't going to party yet. Got to make sure everything is in line. Mm-hmm. Get that check. Yeah, get that check, then. Go get my furniture. Yeah. Fix up my baby. Yeah. My 19, you know, Honda Civic. Yeah, yeah. Get my baby ready. Then we can Cadillac a little bit. Nah, I ain't gonna buy no Cadillac. I ain't gonna buy no Cadillac, but then we can Cadillac a little bit. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Well, let me get on out here and get back to work. Yeah. Let me get on back to work. All right. Well, you best been listening to Pee-wee. Hi, how y'all like that? How y'all like that? Yeah, that boy moving on up. That boy moving on up. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Pee-wee is a good man. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. A lot of us would have just taken that and let it go. That's right. We'd have taken that and let it go. If he said fire, you the fire. But Pee-wee, even though he had just got in the position, he was able to go in and change his mind. Yeah, change his mind. Because you have to look out for the people that have looked out for you. Come on now. You got to help the people that have helped you. Not to say you won't help the people that hadn't helped you, but you more apt to help the people that has helped you. Yes, because you don't want to burn the bridge that brought you over. Yes, I used to understand that when my grandma would say that. You don't want to burn the bridge that brought you over, because you might get on the other side and realize it ain't what you wanted. It ain't as good as you thought it was going to be. Then you go to cross back over and be like, oh, I ain't got no bridge to take me over. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you move up, you have to remember the small things. Because all the time, it ain't the big things that gets them in trouble. It's the small things. People move up and they forget about the ones that helped them. They forget about the ones that told them about the job. Forget about the ones that brought them to the job when they had no gas money. They forget about the people that encouraged them along the way to help them make it. Those are the small things. So we have to come back and say, thank you. Yeah, we have to come back and say, thank you. That's right, that's right, that's right. Because it was the joy that they saw in you or the joy that you brought them that enabled them to help you. Yeah, you can't help everybody. Yeah, I tried to help a person one time, boy. Woo! They were mean as a rattlesnake. Yeah, they were mean as a rattlesnake. Yeah, standing there shaking their tail feather. Mean as a rattlesnake. So you can't help everybody. But see, that's how you move up, though. Knowing who you can help, knowing when to help, knowing how to help, knowing where to help. And the ultimate reason is knowing why do you help. Why do I help? Because I get joy in helping other people. I get joy in seeing other people excel. Yeah, just because I can't do it, that don't mean I can't help them do it. See? Because where you got joy, there is no jealousy. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where you got joy, there is no envy. When there's real joy, there is no strife. Because, see, Pee Wee and Ricky, they had been friends. He didn't have a joy in finding, but there was a joy in encouraging him and helping him to go to the next level. Yeah, he wanted him to go to the next level. He wanted him to excel at the next position that he went for. Now, that was a joy. That was a joy. That was a joy in helping him to exceed and excel to go to the next position. And how did he do that? When he told him that the next time, get all of his affairs, not that he was having affairs, get all of his affairs in order so that way he can be on time. Yeah, that way he can be on time. Because time is important. Yes, time is joy. And joy is time. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah. So he gave him some helpful words. Some things that he'll look back on, Ricky can look back on later down in life and say, yeah, he really did that for me. And there'll be no ill feelings, no sad situation, no sad stories, no guilt, no lack of trust, because all those things will be filled with joy. When joy moves in, boof, all that move out. Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. When joy moves in, all of that garbage got to go. Yeah, all of that garbage got to go. Yes. He wanted Ricky to excel, but he also rescued and saved Bertha. Not because they were not of mutual friends, but because Bertha had proven herself. Yeah, Bertha had proven herself. She was there on time. She worked hard. She did the extra. She went the extra mile, not just for her, but in the customer. She didn't have no smirk on her face. She didn't have no sad look on her face. She didn't have no attitude. She didn't snap her fingers and roll her neck, roll her eyes. She didn't do none of that. There's a joy about Bertha that she has when she's helping people. You can see it in her eyes. Yeah, her eyes light up and say J-O-Y. Yeah, it's a J-O-Y. That's right, that's right, that's right. Her eyes light up and it's a J-O-Y. Yes. Well, people ask her, can you help me over here? No problem. She do it with a smile. See, that's what you have to do in order to move up. In order to move up, you have to do things that you might not like doing. But if you do them long enough, you're going to have joy in doing them. That's right. If you do them with a smile and you continue to do them with a smile, after a while that smile will be fake. After a while that smile will become real and it won't just show on your face, but it'll show from the inside. Yeah, it'll show from the inside. You'll be glowing. Yeah, be radiating. Yeah, they can see the light from the other side of the block. Yeah. Because, see, that's what joy would do for you. And there is joy in moving up. You move up in various situations. You may move up from poverty to not being able to have water, lights, and gas to being able to have water and lights. You move up from driving a old car that gives you problems to an almost new car that might not give you as much problem. You move from a efficiency to a two-bedroom apartment. Or you may move from a three-bedroom apartment to a four-bedroom house. Wherever you are, you always strive to move up and not become stagnated. You want to move up not to be like the Joneses, but you want to move up Because there's growth in moving. If you're moving, that means you're growing. If you're standing still, that means you're dying. There is no joy in death. There is no joy in dying. The joy is in life. And if you have the life that's within you, you need to have it where it will show your joy each and every day in each and every situation. Yeah, that's what the joy doctor say. That's what the joy doctor say. Well, yeah, you might say, I don't know your story. You might say, I don't know your situation. But there is no situation that you can't move from A to B. Now, you tell me that one. Uh-huh. You can email me at thejoydoctor@gmail.com. Uh-huh. And if you have a situation where you can't move from A to B, you let the joy doctor know. That's right. You let the joy doctor know because in everything, there is potential growth. Now, you may have to harvest that growth, like Dr. Jerry on Friday when he talks about the harvest. Uh-huh. Day of the harvest with Dr. Jerry Robson. That's right. It is on Friday. That's right. Friday, days of harvest. We all want harvest. Mm-hmm. You know, the corn, the beans, the black-eyed peas, you know, the sweet potatoes. Well, harvest don't always come like that. But we want increase. We want growth. We want money. We want stocks. We want bonds. We want nice houses, nice cars. You know, our children to have a good education. You know, them to go to Harvard or Yale or Prairie View or Grambling. But we want growth. We want joy. We want them to move up. Yeah, they might not get there like the Jefferson, but they can't stay there like the Evans. Yeah, they can't stay down like the Evans. They can move up like the Jefferson. Because that's the problem with being stagnated. Is that you have a dream and a vision, but you don't work the dream nor the vision. But when you begin to work the dream, you begin to work the vision, there is joy in that. You begin to see it come alive. You begin to see it come to fruition. And then you get excited. And when you're excited, you begin to reap your harvest. Yeah. Don't miss that. Dr. Jerry Robinson. Days of harvest. That's right. Don't miss it. Days of harvest. And you could get that harvest as you move up. Yeah, move up. You know, and with your harvest, you use a little bit, you save a little bit. Moving up, remember, you don't have to use anyone for a step or to step on them, but you can use them to help you get to the next level. You don't step on them. You use them as steps. Now, Doctor, how do I do that? I don't want to step on nobody, but how do I use them as steps? You take the time that they spent with you, you take the words that they imparted in you, and you take those things and you reflect back on them, and you use them to step. I'm going to get my time together. Step. I'm going to get my attitude right. Step. I'm going to stop being like that. Step. I'm going to do better. And as you begin to step, you realize that you're moving. Yeah, you realize that you're moving. And the more you move, the closer you get to your goal. And you after a while, you'll be up there with Georgia Weezy. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be up there with Georgia Weeks. Now, you might have a Florence in there with you. Yeah, everybody know Florence. Yeah, she was the gravity part of reality. Yeah. But if you do those things, you'll begin to see that joy come alive. You'll begin to see that joy in your life begin to bust out in spurts. And after a while, you have a spurt over here, you have a spurt over there. You have a spurt over here, you have a spurt over there, and after a while you'll be surrounded by joy. Yes, you'll be surrounded by joy. Then you'll know that in moving up, you don't have to do nobody wrong. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie. You don't have to steal. All you have to do is wait your turn. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yes, you just wait your turn, huh? But in waiting your turn, a lot of times you have to make yourself visible. Yeah, you have to make yourself visible. And in making yourself visible, have joy in doing it. Yes, have joy in doing it. Have joy in going the extra mile. Have joy in doing what you know is right. Have joy in helping people when you don't really want to help people. Have joy in doing those things that will help you excel. Yes. And if you do it long enough, it'll become a part of you. Yes, if you do it long enough, it'll become a part of you. Because it's not by incident, it's by accident. Yeah, it's not by incident, but by accident. What do you mean by that, my joy doctor? That means it's not an incident that occurs that calls you to have joy. You have joy by accident because it was just in you and it was bound to happen. Uh-huh. It was bound to happen. That's right, that's right, that's right. It was bound to happen. It was bound to happen. So, come alive. Be a part. Encourage someone. Take the encouraging words that someone gives you. Take the criticism. Because with criticism, there becomes a great product. Yes, comes a great product. Look at it as a tree. A tree with dead leaves, that means the baggage, the misunderstanding, the wrong things, the attitudes, they're not letting you grow. But if someone comes in your life and takes time to cut those things off, means they come in and they tell you what's right, they tell you or ask you what to do, and you begin to do those things, that is a pruning process. And as you begin to be pruned, you can grow into a beautiful tree. Beautiful. Beautiful. And every time someone sees that tree, that will bring them joy. Because your tree will be unique, it'll be beautiful, and a wonderful sight. So until next time, tune in to Blog Talk Radio with the Joy Doctor right here from Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Yes, each Monday night. You can also tune in to www.taylormade101.com and click on Blog Talk Radio and go to the Joy Doctor. Yes, you can go to the Joy Doctor. And always remember that whenever you do, please, please, please have joy. Yes, have joy, have joy, have joy, have joy, have joy.